Over the last decade, venture capitalists have poured over $10.3 billion into a sector many executives overlook, advanced materials. Why the sudden flood of cash? Because the fight for competitive advantage in manufacturing, energy, and healthcare is no longer just about software or process. It's about the physical stuff our world is built on. The question is, are you prepared for the materials revolution that's already underway? Welcome to Troy Technical Intelligence, your weekly strategic briefing on the technology that's reshaping global industry. I'm Susie.
And I'm Troy.
This week, we're moving from the digital to the physical. We're tracking a seismic shift in material science, driven by three powerful forces: AI-powered discovery, intense geopolitical pressure on supply chains, and new environmental regulations. These aren't abstract lab experiments, Troy. These are developments creating immediate threats and massive opportunities for Western companies.
That's right, Susie. We're seeing development cycles that once took a decade compress into a matter of months. We'll be covering AI labs that are inventing critical climate tech materials on their own, the race to commercialize rare earth-free magnets to break dependency on China, and new smart metals that are set to create a $40 billion market. For executives, this is a pivotal moment.
Let's start with the speed of innovation itself. A report from the World Economic Forum on June 11th talks about self-driving labs. This sounds like science fiction. What exactly are they?
They're very real. These are closed-loop autonomous systems where an AI proposes a novel material and then a robotic platform automatically synthesizes and tests it. The results are fed back to the AI, which learns and refines its next proposal. It's a continuous, rapid-fire cycle of invention with minimal human intervention.
So instead of a scientist mixing things in a lab for months, an AI is doing it in hours or days?
Precisely. And that's why it matters globally right now. This technology is being aimed squarely at the climate crisis, designing next-generation materials for better batteries, more efficient solar cells, and carbon capture. Companies like Pheno are already building these integrated platforms.
Okay, bring this down to the factory floor. How does this specifically affect a U.S. or European manufacturer?
It's both a competitive threat and an opportunity. If your competitor in Asia adopts this and develops a proprietary, higher-performance material for their products, your R&D cycle of 18 months can't compete with their cycle of 18 days. The opportunity is to integrate this approach to dramatically accelerate your own innovation, creating materials tailored to your exact manufacturing needs.
And for trading companies and distributors, are they just waiting for these new materials to appear?
They need to be proactive. These accelerated timelines mean new materials will hit the market faster than ever. Distributors should be building relationships with the research hubs and companies like Pheno now to gain early access and sourcing rights. The window between a lab discovery and a commercial product is shrinking.
So, what's the actionable insight for an executive listening today?
Your CTO and head of R&D need to be evaluating AI-driven materials discovery platforms immediately. This is no longer a theoretical advantage. It's a practical tool for staying ahead. Waiting a year on this could mean being left a decade behind in material performance.
Let's turn to another major driver, regulation. In the US and EU, there's a huge crackdown on PFAS, the so-called forever chemicals used in coatings. A new development out of Japan, published on June 11th, seems to tackle this head-on.
It does. Researchers have developed a fluorine-free superhydrophobic polymer coating. The key innovation is a thermophoto dual curing mechanism. Essentially, they use both heat and light to create a dense cross-linked polymer network that rigidly anchors micro and nano fillers.
You lost me at thermophoto. What does that mean for the product?
It means it's incredibly durable. Superhydrophobic coatings, which are extremely water repellent, are not new, but they've historically been fragile. This new coating survived 66 meters of abrasion with 1,000 grit sandpaper under 9.8 kilopascals of pressure and remained superhydrophobic. That is a remarkable level of mechanical resistance.
Why is this such a big deal this week?
Because it offers a high-performance, environmentally friendly alternative to the fluorinated materials currently being regulated out of existence. It also has high chemical resistance, from pH 1 to 14, and thermal stability above 200 degrees Celsius. It solves the durability problem that has plagued fluorine-free coatings.
So, for a European manufacturer of, say, outdoor electronics or automotive parts, what's the impact?
It's a direct solution. They can replace their current PFAS-based coatings to meet new regulations without sacrificing performance. In fact, they can market their products as PFAS-free and more durable, turning a compliance issue into a competitive advantage.
And for trading companies,
this is a golden opportunity. The demand for effective, compliant, fluorine-free coatings is about to explode across the U.S. and Europe. Sourcing this technology or similar formulations from Japan and other hubs and becoming a key distributor could secure a significant new market.
The actionable insight here seems pretty clear.
It is. If your company uses any fluorinated compounds for water or oil repellency, your product and engineering team should be securing samples of these next-generation coatings for testing now. The regulatory deadlines are approaching, and this is a viable path forward.
Let's shift to geopolitics, Troy. China's tightening export controls on rare earth minerals have been a major headline. An article from TrendForce on June 12th highlights a powerful response.
This is about supply chain independence. U.S.-based Niron Magnetics is accelerating the development of rare earth-free magnets based on iron and nitrogen. These are abundant, cheap, and geopolitically stable materials.
Iron and nitrogen? Can they really compete with rare earth magnets and things like EV motors?
They are getting very close. Niron is targeting an annual production of 1,500 tons by 2028 and expects its first commercial deployment in high-end European speakers this year. That's a significant step from the lab to a real-world high-performance product.
So the global importance is obvious, breaking dependency on a single-source supplier for critical components.
Exactly. And it's not just Niron. The report notes that German auto supplier ZF Friedrichshafen is developing completely magnet-free EV motors for mass production. In Japan, Daido Steel has commercialized magnets using only light rare earths, which are more widely available, and Honda is already using them in hybrid vehicles.
This is a multi-front push. What does it mean for a U.S. or European automotive manufacturer?
It provides concrete, viable alternatives to Chinese supply chains. You now have a choice. Work with a domestic innovator like Niron for iron nitrogen magnets, redesign your motors to be magnet-free like ZF is doing, or source from a Japanese ally like Daido Steel. The strategic playbook for de-risking is now being written.
And what about distributors who trade in industrial components?
They need to add these new magnet technologies to their portfolios. Manufacturers in defense, consumer electronics, and renewable energy are actively searching for non-Chinese magnet suppliers. Becoming an early distribution partner for a company like Niron Magnetics is a strategic move to capture that demand.
What's the immediate action for executives?
If you manufacture or design electric motors, turbines, or any device with high-performance magnets, you need to be actively engaging with these alternative suppliers. Task your engineering teams with evaluating these new technologies for your next product cycle. The goal is to design China out of your critical supply chain.
Finally, Troy, we've been tracking the buzz around so-called smart materials. A series of market reports this week put some hard numbers on one category in particular, shape memory alloys.
That's right. These are metals that can be deformed and then returned to their original preset shape when heated. Custom Market Insights published a forecast on June 19th projecting the global market to grow from $18.4 billion in 2026 to $39.9 billion by 2033. That's a compound annual growth rate of 11.7%.
A nearly $40 billion market. What's driving that explosive growth?
It's driven by adoption in high-value sectors, aerospace, automotive, and especially medical devices. The dominant material is nitinol, a nickel-titanium alloy prized for its biocompatibility. But it's the new applications that show the potential. A research team from China's Army Medical University just developed a wound closure device they call a multi-axis stretchable zipper.
A zipper for wounds? How does that work?
It's a device made of SMA metamaterials that can be placed over a complex wound. It applies uniform, controlled pulling force from six directions, all managed by a smartphone app. This closes the wound more evenly and quicker than traditional sutures, which only pull in one direction.
What does this mean for a U.S. or European medical device manufacturer?
It means direct, sophisticated competition from China in the advanced wound care space. It also demonstrates a new paradigm for using SMAs, not just as passive components like stents, but as programmable, active devices. This should be a wake-up call to innovate.
What's the angle for trading companies?
The key is sourcing high-purity, medical-grade nitinol and other SMAs. As applications expand from aerospace to high-volume medical products, the demand for reliable, certified material will surge. Establishing a strong supply chain for these alloys is a significant growth business.
So the final actionable insight for our listeners?
Your R&D team should be actively prototyping with shape memory alloys to explore new functionalities for your products. And if you are in the medical device sector, you must analyze this new Chinese wound closure technology. It represents a significant advancement that could disrupt the market.
All right, Troy, a lot of ground covered this week in the world of materials. Let's distill it down. What are the key strategic takeaways for our listeners?
I see three critical points. First, AI-driven discovery is no longer a future concept. It is a present-day reality that is fundamentally changing the speed of R&D. If you're not exploring it, you are already falling behind.
Second,
regulation is creating markets. The global crackdown on PFAS means there is now an urgent, massive demand for high-performance, fluorine-free alternatives. This is a compliance necessity that clever companies will turn into a market-leading product feature.
And the final takeaway?
Third, geopolitical de-risking is now the most powerful catalyst for innovation in critical materials. The development of rare earth-free magnets is a direct response to supply chain vulnerability. This isn't just about cost or performance, it's about national and economic security.
So, the three recommended actions for executives?
1. Task your CTO with a formal review of AI in materials R&D. 2. Launch an audit of your products for regulated materials, like PFAS, and begin testing replacements now. 3. Mandate that your supply chain and engineering teams develop a concrete plan to reduce reliance on single-source, high-risk materials like Chinese rare earths.
Excellent advice, Troy. The message is clear. The very atoms that make up our products are becoming a new competitive battleground. That's all the time we have for this week's briefing.
Thank you for joining us.
We hope you've gained the intelligence you need to stay ahead. Be sure to subscribe to Troy Technical Intelligence wherever you get your podcast, so you never missed a briefing. Join us again next week for your essential update on the technology driving global business.